Good morning. We doing okay this morning? We better be, or you probably want to go somewhere else, because I drank Mountain Dew this morning and I'm pretty fired up. It's good to see you this morning. Glad that you're here. If you're not a usual churchgoer, we're especially glad that you're here, and we're glad that and honored that you would come and hang out with us this morning. I just want to pray for just a second, if we can do that together. Let's do that. God, I just want to thank you so much for allowing us to get to just come together and to worship you, to learn about you, to grow in you. And God, I'm an idiot this morning, but God, I just pray, Lord, that you would use me despite that to bring you glory and to teach your truth. Father, we just love you and we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here together right now in this place. In your name I pray. Amen. Changing. We're not good with changes, are we? Sometimes. They just sing about it. That whole song was about changing and our thought on that things will never change. But things can change. Have you ever seen the movie Groundhog Day? That's a good show. I like that show. It's one of those shows like it comes on now on TV, you know, so often that, you know, you've seen it 1,000 times, but you still get sucked back into it. And the deal with Groundhog Day, if you haven't seen it, is that he keeps waking up on Groundhog Day over and over again on the same day. It's Groundhog Day every time he wakes up. And he wakes up to the same song on the alarm clock and the same exact stuff happens. And so he goes on basically living, I don't even know how long, like it seems like months at a time when you're watching the movie, that he lives of reliving the same day over and over again. And at first, he's doing the same thing, and it's the same thing over and over, and he's doing his job and all this stuff. But then somewhere in there, he gets tired of doing the same thing over and over. And he begins to tweak things and change things, and then he starts to go after the girl. You know, and this didn't work this day, well, let's try something different the next day, because it's the same day, and she doesn't remember yesterday. So, I think that we sometimes are living in Groundhog Day. I think that many of us here today, if we were really, really honest, could say, you know what, my life is the exact same thing every single day. That can be good and that can be bad. For many of us, we need to implement changes. Here at church, we've even been implementing changes lately. Whenever things start getting stale or I see something kind of starting to go the wrong direction, I just look at staff and I just say, it's time to make some changes. And I think some people probably quiver when we do that, but man, it's so good. Because there is always a reaction to change. Sometimes it's not good. Sometimes it's very good. And of course, we look for the very good. Well, this morning we're talking about the resurrection of Christ. That's what this day is about. This day is a day meant for us to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. In fact, we even see way back when that the Sabbath was on Saturdays. A lot of people don't know why it moved to Sunday kind of deal where people were using Sunday as the Sabbath. It's because that Jesus rose on the third day. That was a Sunday. And they just automatically said, that's the day he rose. That's the day we need to get together and we need to worship him. We need to make that day holy. And so that was the reason for that change. And so for today, this day is about us getting an understanding of the resurrection and how it changes things. How does the resurrection change things? Well, it changes it in a lot of ways. We're going to look at some of those ways. This morning, if you've got a Bible with you or you just want to check it out on the screen, we've got 1 Corinthians 15:14. And it says in this passage of Scripture, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. That is a heavy-duty piece of Scripture right there. In that passage of Scripture, we see Paul summing up the importance of the resurrection in just a few words, not going into huge detail here, but he says, and if Christ has not been raised, check this out, if he did not rise from the dead, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Another translation of that says, is in vain. Our preaching is in vain, and our faith is in vain. In other words, we might as well just not even bother doing what we're doing right now. If it wasn't true, we might as well not have an Easter Sunday. In fact, if it wasn't true, we might as well not have a church. If it wasn't true, we might as well not even bother putting the time that it takes to go into what we do in our faith. Our faith is built on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A lot of us in here today don't realize that. Well, Chris, what importance does that have? Well, number one, right off the bat, we can know that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that He is who He said He was, that He was God because He rose from the dead. Well, Chris, how can we say that? Well, we can say that because He said that He would do so, and then He did. We have Scripture going back forever and a day prophesying for the day that Jesus would rise from the dead. We have Scripture prophesying that He would die on a cross. If you go back, I know we've got online the Cadence series, which is a series on the Psalms. And if you go back in there, I know that there's one week where we just took a chapter of Scripture that basically was nothing but prophecy of Christ coming and dying on the cross. In the book of Psalms. Long, long before Christ ever lived. All through the Old Testament we see this. People back then were putting their faith in Christ before He ever walked the earth. That's an amazing thing. You see, you and I, we've got it. We're spoiled. We got it made. We know the whole story about Christ. They had prophecy to go by. And they had to believe in something that hadn't even happened yet, that they couldn't fully probably understand, but they believed that God would save them. And through that, they had faith, and they too were saved. You and I have the whole story, and we just take it for granted. And this morning, as we're sitting here and we're thinking about this and we're thinking about, okay, Jesus is the Son of God. Our salvation depends on it. We've got this passage of Scripture in Romans 10. Romans 10, verse 9, it says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Our salvation depends on the fact that Jesus rose again. Chris, why is this so important? What's the deal with this? Well, you ever sit around and just think, you know, what separates my faith from somebody else's? You know, I've got a friend and he's this or he's that and he believes in this or he believes in that. And, you know, how do I know I'm right? This is the nail in the coffin to how we can know that we are living by the truth. The resurrection of Christ. We have the only faith that can say, my Savior said He would die for my sins and that then He would rise again 3 days later, and bada bing, bada boom, He did. And so when He rose, He sealed our salvation. He secured our ransom. You ever seen the movies? I love these. I don't know what it is. I love these hostage movies. You know what I'm talking about? Seems like every hostage movie's got Samuel L. Jackson in it, though. I don't know what the deal is with that. I told somebody this week, if there was anybody you wanted to play 6 degrees of separation with, it was Samuel, because he's just like 1 degree from everybody, because he's in every movie. But anyway, these hostage movies, the deal with these hostage movies, of course, is that there's always a ransom. The hostage has been kept by the person so that they can get something to return that person. You see, Christ has gone before God and has become our ransom money. He's done that for us. So that when we get to judgment one day and we're chilling out, God's going to look at us, if you know Christ as your Savior, God's going to look at us and say, you're good to go. And of course, in our minds, we're thinking, man, what about all that stuff I did? Well, it's okay. Because Christ's death on the cross covered every sin that we have ever committed. And that's the most amazing thing that I just can't even comprehend most days when I really try to think about it. Christ's resurrection shows that what he taught was true, that it was truth, and that we can know that we can live in that. Our faith squarely resides and rests on the historical fact of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In other words, folks, today, the resurrection is one of the most important things, if not the most important thing that we've got in our faith. I know a lot of times we talk about the cross, and it is about the cross. Because what Jesus did on the cross was an incredible thing. And for what he did, we're just not even worthy. But what he did 3 days after the cross is what completed the deal. This morning, a lot of us have changes that we need to make. In fact, one of you, your life is going to change this morning. Did you know that? One of you in this room, at least, your life is going to change this morning. In fact, here's what I want you to do. The person whose life is going to change this morning has a dollar bill taped underneath their seat. I want you to look under your seat right now and see if you have a dollar bill. Anybody got a dollar bill? Hey, look at that. Why don't you stand up with that dollar bill? If you don't mind, I want you to make your way to the stage this morning with me. Are you good with that? I'm not going to embarrass you. Just come right on up. In fact, if you want to just slide up, come in that door right there so you don't have to try to jump up on this thing. You can come right up these steps and on this stage. Y'all give her a hand. So, things change, and a lot of times we don't like it, but it's an important part of our life. And it's important for us to embrace change, and sometimes it's important for us to initiate change. We can't just flow through life and just wait for things to change around us. That's no good, and it's not even as exciting either. So, why don't you tell everybody your name this morning?
Vicki Nikolic.
Vicki, we're glad to have you with us. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
Vicki, this morning, we're going to go to the land of make-believe. You ever watch Mr. Rogers? You know what I'm talking about with the trolley and they go to the land of make-believe? We're going to go to the land of make-believe this morning, Vicki, and your life is going to change while we're in the land of make-believe. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. I'm glad. And you got a buck out of it, too, so that's good, too. So, with no further ado, let's bring out the girls. Do that more often. Y'all got a better applause than anything else we've done. This morning, Vicki, I want to introduce you to the girls, and what we're going to allow you to do is we're going to ask you to pick one briefcase. If you've ever seen the show Deal or No Deal, then you're very familiar with what we're about to do. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there's no money in the briefcases. But what there is in the briefcases are life changes. And so this morning, you're going to make a decision to do one thing, and you are going to choose not to do the other things. And so I want you to pick which case you want to have this morning. What case is it going to be? Four. Heather? All right, you've picked case number four. There are four cases left. I want you to pick two cases, and those girls are going to step forward. And then they're going to show us what is in the case. Two and five. Please step forward, Lauren and Aaron. Lauren, would you please show us what is in case number two? This is what you are not choosing to do this morning. Now, before Lauren, before you open that case, are you sure you're happy with case number four? Okay. All right. Lauren, show us what's in the case. To get divorced. That would be a tough one. In fact, we see in here we have the divorce papers ready to go. And this is a change that I see a lot of people making in their life these days. And the aftermath of this is just ridiculously horrendous. And I'm glad, Vicki, this morning that you did not choose to get divorced. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Lauren, you can step back out of the way. Aaron, show us what's in your case.
Oh,
in that case, you would have chosen right over wrong. Now, that could apply to so many things in our life, but that's okay. Not all cases are bad. Some of the other cases are good. We're going to hope for a good case. Aaron, thank you. Which case would you like to pick next? You have two left. Pick one. One. Megan, open the case. She used drugs. Glad you didn't pick that case. That'd be bad. We had some drugs in there. What happened to him, Megan? Oh, I should have known better than to leave that in there. Thank you, Megan. You can close your case and step back. We're glad you didn't choose that case. The final case is Lindsay. Lindsay, I want you to step forward with your case, but I don't want you to open it yet. Which would you like to see, the case that you didn't choose or the case that you have chosen this morning? Which one would you like to see first? The one you didn't choose, okay? Lindsay, show us what's in the case. To get married and have kids. That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, and we see we have in there, we've got this picture of me and Aaron over there. So it's a good thing. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much. Now, Heather, if you would, once you step out here where we can all see your case. And Heather, show us what's in the case. You purchased a lotto ticket. Well, and you know, if you're the one in a billion, you know, that could turn out good. If not, you wasted your money. It may have been a bad decision. All of these are decisions that we could make. They could be good. They could be bad. But we have decisions that change things, and they may change for the good or for the bad. Heather, thank you. You can close your case. Vicky, because you were such a good sport, we want to give you a gift card to Walmart for $50. You can use it to go buy whatever they sell at Walmart. So thank you so much. All right. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Why don't we give everybody a hand, Vicky and the girls. See, life is full of choices, and so many of those choices can change our life. And if I had to guess, all over the room this morning, there are changes being made in your life. Some of them you are choosing to make. Some of them are happening and you're not doing anything about it. Maybe you can't do anything about it. There are changes that you have to live with and deal with, and maybe it's kind of affecting the way your life goes. It's important for us to understand that the change of the resurrection of Christ was initiated for us to understand that we too can change our life. You do not have to go down a path that God would not choose for you. There are some of you right now that are about to make a decision. You're about to change something in your life. You know good and fully well it's not something that God is pleased with, but you're going to do it anyway. And I'm just here as a messenger this morning to say to you, as long as you are off the path of the will of God, He is not going to bless you. You are not going to reap great things for what God has for your life. And in turn, you're going to miss things that God has for you. And it doesn't mean that you're going to become rich. It's not a health and wealth deal. That's so not what the Scripture is about. But what God has for us is a good and perfect will for us to be able to live a life that's so amazing, so incredible. And I know you may be going through the junk right now. You may not see the light at the end of the tunnel for this thing that you're dealing with, the thing that you're having to decide on. I'm encouraging you this morning to make the right change. Life is full of changes. Changes we can make, both good and bad. The resurrection, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:14, again, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And this morning, I just want you to know, I personally don't want to live a useless life. I personally don't want to live in vain. I don't want the teaching of God's word to be in vain. I don't want your life to be in vain. And if we embrace the cross today, and we embrace the resurrection of Christ, if we come to this day saying, God, thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for providing the proof, because this is proof. And there's a lot of people that will say, well, Christ didn't die on the cross or whatever. Listen, I call that the Weekend at Bernie's theory. You ever see Weekend at Bernie's? He's a dead guy, and his friends go to visit him, and he's dead. But they want to party at his house. And so they drag him around being dead, trying to make everybody believe he's still alive so they can still party at his house. It's a pretty stupid movie. It came from the 80s. The Weekend at Bernie's theory does not work with Christ on the cross. The disciples were not able to drag around a dead Jesus and make people believe in him. That is completely impossible. We have so much evidence and so much proof through all of Scripture and through so many historical documents of the hundreds of people that saw Christ after he rose from the grave. And I got to tell you, I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that he came, and I'm thankful that on his way out of this world, before he ascended to heaven, before he left us with the Holy Spirit, that he in turn told us some things and showed us some things about who we are to be as followers of him. And this morning it all rests on his resurrection. 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this morning, I know that there's a lot of folks that don't have a living hope. And if you don't have a living hope this morning, then the reason probably is because you do not know Christ as your Savior. And I'm not interested in how much church you've attended in your life or anything else. The bottom line is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Because through the cross, through the resurrection of Christ, and us having faith in those things, that we can be born again, made new. And this morning, maybe you want to do that. And if so, at the end of the service, I'm going to be hanging out down here, and I would love to get to talk to you about making that decision this morning. I would love to get to do that. And I would love for you to come down and do that. As the band comes, I want to just kind of throw out there, death is the thing that Christ conquered through the cross and through the resurrection. And this morning, because Christ himself conquered death, we too can conquer death. And in that passage of Scripture that we just read, we know that we can conquer death. And maybe this morning, you just don't even know what would be if you died today. But you can know. And I would love to talk to you about that after the service. I want you to just bow your heads with me. Just close your eyes for just a moment. God, we thank you so much for allowing us to come and just meditate on your word for a few minutes and just hear what it is that you have to say to our hearts. God, I am praying for the folks that are sitting in this room right now and the changes that are being implemented in their lives right now. God, that you would just move in them, that you would encourage them, that you would move in their heart to make the right changes in their lives. God, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us. We thank you for not allowing death to keep our Savior down. We pray so much this morning, God, that you would just lead, God, and direct us in understanding your word and what it is that you want for our life. God, I just pray this morning, or for anyone that is here that is contemplating coming to know you, that they would understand that they've got nothing to lose by following you. God, this morning we thank you for the opportunity we've had to come and to worship you. In your name I pray. Amen. This morning, I want to encourage you, if you don't know Christ, make that decision. You've got nothing to lose. Don't get caught sitting on the floor when your day comes.
Something's in the air tonight. The sky's alive with the burning.